This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas has responded to a U.S.-backed proposal for a Gaza ceasefire. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the Middle East trying to push through a deal that would halt the 8-month war.
Everyone's vote is in, except for one vote.
Hours later, Hamas says it offered a response.
And we are evaluating it right now.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby gave no details after Hamas appeared to stop short of outright accepting the deal, saying it wants some amendments. Hamas officials are wary about whether Israel will fulfill its end of the agreement, including eventually ending the fighting and fully withdrawing from Gaza in return for all the hostages Hamas now holds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office is citing possible war crimes by Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups in connection with the deadly raid by Israeli forces that freed 4 hostages over the weekend. While office spokesman Jeremy Lawrence on Tuesday expressed concern about Saturday's raid at the urban refugee camp.
Seriously calls into question whether the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution, as set out under the laws of war, were respected by the Israeli forces.
Palestinian health officials say at least 274 Palestinians, including dozens of women and children, were killed in that operation. Lawrence said Palestinian armed groups who are holding hostages in densely populated areas are putting the lives of nearby civilians and the hostages at added risk from hostilities. A new UN report says violence against children caught in multiplying and escalating conflicts reached extreme levels in 2023, with an unprecedented number of killings and injuries and crises from Israel and Palestinian territories to Sudan, Myanmar, and Ukraine. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's opposition parties are working on tactics for the snap election in 3 weeks' time. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
French opposition parties on the left and the right are scrambling to form alliances for the upcoming snap elections called by President Emmanuel Macron after his party suffered a crushing defeat by the far right at the European vote on Sunday. Sharp differences remain in both political camps, but they appear to have one thing in common. They don't want to cooperate with Macron. Left-wing parties say that they're united behind a new popular front to form an alternative to Macron, while Marine Le Pen and her national rally are seeking to consolidate power on the right. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa's third biggest political party, led by former President Jacob Zuma, has filed legal papers trying to halt the first sitting of parliament scheduled for Friday to elect the country's president. The party says it is boycotting the city and has alleged irregularities in the election. It also seeks a new election. The election saw the ruling African National Congress Party lose its majority in parliament for the first time since taking power 3 decades ago at the end of apartheid era. The ANC now seeks to form a government of national unity with various opposition parties. U.S. President Joe Biden showcased his administration's efforts to cut down on illegal gun trafficking and reduced crime at a gun violence prevention summit on Tuesday, just hours after his son Hunter was convicted of lying about his drug use to illegally buy a gun. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
On stage, the Democratic president did not mention his son's conviction. He spoke instead about his visits with families who had lost loved ones to gun violence and pointed toward the 2-year anniversary of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
It was designed to reduce gun violence and save lives, and I'm so proud of the tremendous progress we've made since then.
That legislation was spurred by mass shootings at a Texas elementary school and a New York supermarket. The law established new criminal offenses for the straw purchasing of firearms by buyers who lie about the gun's intended owner, among other provisions. And Biden underscored what he said were the administration's investments in public safety.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. 8 individuals from Tajikistan with suspected ties to the Islamic State group have been arrested in the United States in recent days. That is according to multiple people familiar with the matter. The people say the arrest took place in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, and the individuals who entered the U.S. through the southern border are being held on immigration violations. The nature of their suspected connections to IS was not immediately clear, but the men were tracked by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. They were not in the custody or were in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which made the arrest pending removal proceedings. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.